nothing heard. So with that, we'll start back at the top of our list. Go to Rob, KC8SDL, and stand by Ron, 73 round. Go ahead, Rob.
Good evening again there, KD8 and my mates of the group, Kilowatts, early 8, 2008. Yeah, Mike, you just picked up just a slight tinge of ACM. Nah, I don't think there's anything to complain about what I bring up, but other than that, good copy there. That could be anything. Maybe the Rio's tires. Anyways, yeah, I talk about the museums again here. I was going to say, I went down to Greenfield several times, and that CNO Allegheny makes a pure bunch at 1225 of SRI paint look timid. And they told me, I talked to a guy, and he said when they got that, shoved that engine into the museum, they had to grease the track. The roof was too small, too low, so they had to modify the roof to get it in there. And they said that there was still coal in the firebox. That's amazing. He said it was basically took out of service. And it took up dead here, dead and tow, and then Central shoved it in there, and there it is. That's a neat engine. They had another place for it. In fact, in Chicago, Museum of Science and Industry, me and my ex-wife have gone there several times. And one year we went in the wintertime, and they have the display of the Burlington Zephyr. It's a car body, like a passenger car locomotive. One thing, it had the original engine was an EMD, it was a Winton 2018 in my straight 8 diesel. And the guy was in doing maintenance on the thing, and I strummed up a conversation with him. I said, yeah, I said, I work for the railroad in Michigan. You know, if I take a little closer, go ahead. He unhooked the chain, I walked in the engine compartment, and I'm looking at it, and the fuel pump and that Virgin Zephyr from 1933, it's the same fuel pump that runs our locomotives here at GLC. I could not believe that. And that was a very unique kit. It was made by the Winton Company. It was a 2018, an inline straight 8 with a blower in the backside. That was amazing. All the accessories on the engine were basically stuff that's still being used at this time. But that was interesting. I also seen the U-571 submarine. That was pretty cool, too. But yeah, the museum in Chicago, that's a place to go to, so. But, doing a good job tonight, sir. A lot of people out on the net are kind of here. Good to hear everybody. And, yeah, about my kid with you. Hopefully, I think it's just a mic, so. K-E-8-K is going to bring his microphone over here one day this week, and I'll try it. Hopefully, it's just a mic, so. All right, there, Mike, you take care of 73. Of course, we'll talk to you next week. But 73 to everyone, and if I don't make the Nazareth, Merry Christmas and one and all. KD8 MMH, KCSL. 73 is Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. And yeah, hopefully you'll be here next week. And if not, Merry Christmas to you also. And yeah, like you said, that the engine that they have down there in the museum at Greenfield Builder at Henry Ford Museum, yeah, the size of that is just, it's enormous. A lot of that one whole side of the museum is railroad, old Pullman cars, and it's amazing, and the size of that stuff that's in there, too. It's definitely something we're seeing. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, net on the KAZ repeater. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Tom. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, everyone on the net.
One other place, I'm not sure if any of you have been there or not, I've been there several times, is the Gilmore Car Museum. It's in the southwest part of the state down toward Jackson. And very nice car museum laid out. And again, the best time is to go in the summertime. That way you can go from building to building outside. The buildings originally started when he built the museum was with these old classic type of barns. He brought in the person, I can't even remember his name, his first name, last name was Gilmore, but his first name I can't remember, brought in several of these antique barns from around Michigan and other states and that had them disassembled, moved onto the property and reassembled, and that's what many of the cars are stored in, are these old barns. just beautiful structures in themselves, and then for the cars, and they've expanded it multiple times for what's in there. It's really quite amazing. I've gone down for several years for the vintage. They do different shows on the weekends, and they did a vintage motorcycle show where people bring in all their vintage bikes. They put them on this the show field, basically. It's about a little smaller than a football field, and everybody brings their motorcycles and puts on display, and then there are, if it's a good day, nice sunny day, you'll get 3,000-4,000 motorcycles that ride into this. So not only do you have the bikes on the show field, the antiques, you can walk up and down through the aisles and look at all the other bikes that other people have brought, which a lot of them are vintage bikes as well. So, but the car museum is really a neat place. It's down Hickory Corners, Michigan, down by Jackson. So look it up if you haven't been there. It's got some really neat things in there. Some of the cars that were donated were from Walt Disney and from a variety of different celebrities donated vehicles to the museum. So it's a cool place. For me, I had the grandkids on Friday night for, well, because my wife had a party. My son and daughter-in-law had a party. Mike, I at least got my cherry chips fix again. My son-in-law had got a Costco membership through work. So he took us to a tour up there on Sunday, and I picked up a resupply there. So we're good there if he goes up, but if I need you, if you're up there and need a restock, I'll let you know. But rest of this week, just got work. I, like I said, tried to get ready, rest of things ready for Christmas. Let me break. Got a few packages from Amazon. Hopefully it's supposed to be here tomorrow. I'm getting some resupplies for the 3D printer. One order I ordered before Thanksgiving still hasn't shipped yet. Where an order that I did after Thanksgiving, it's supposed to arrive part of it tomorrow and part on Wednesday. So not sure what the real holdup is on that one. I have a tracking number, but it hasn't left the facility yet. So we'll wait and see. But other than that, we're not putting up a Christmas tree this year with the three kittens. It would be on the ground. So we've decorated in other ways, and the Christmas tree will stay up in the garage attic, I guess, for this year. We'll wait for next year to see how the kittens do, because our youngest, which is about 3 months old, we have some other decorative trees that are in the living room. She's climbed those and has decided to take leaves and things off of them, so the tree wouldn't stand a chance. And Tom, your little house village and the Tiny Toons terrorizing it. My wife has about 30 houses. They're not going up this year either. They would probably get pushed on the floor as well, and that's not something my wife would relish, that's for sure. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Watch if we get some snow at the end of the week. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. 73D also, thanks for joining us tonight, and I'll be back around here at the end of the net for the net report. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Dave. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.